childbirth, that there are more telephones and refrigerators and then
the more telephone means more expenditure.
They have to work less hours.
Yeah, I know, less hours of working. More sense of pleasure.
That will be a tendency not to work much and enjoy. Then why you appear the factory?
No, that's what the student was answering yesterday, that his aim is to do the best that he can do for his fellow human beings.
No, what is the best? Yeah. You are a rascal. You do not know what is the best. You take the worst as best. That is your knowledge.
So I asked, how are you going to do it? It's a nice idea, but how are you going to do it? Unless one centers in God consciousness, then it is impossible to do anything good. Because we have to understand that we are all controlled by the Supreme Person.
Really, we know God is good. But you do not know. What is the use of that so-called goodness? But that also cannot do. Because the hippies, they have no facilities even for these things.
They're better at enjoying life.
Why in America? The pumps are lying on the street and they rent one room. What is it called? A lunch?
Cloth house? Cloth house. Pumps rent a room?
One night, $1.
Cloth house.
Cloth house.
What is that?
Cloth house?
Yes.
Show.
There are so many hotels, means people have no home. If you sleeping, that means they have no sufficient sleeping accommodation. But they cannot provide. So where is your happiness? Most of them, they have no wife. Most of the people, they do not have a fixed wife. We have to hire a wife, hire a room, go to a hotel, hire a dish. So where is the facility of eating food?
Everything is rented.
Everything is rented.
Yesterday I stopped by to a gas station. And the man in the gas station, he asked me, I was taking some petrol. And he asked me, Hare Krishna people, how they get children? They say he told me that he saw the girls are having children. So do you allow sex? Then he asked me, do you have free sex like that? Then I said, never. That is never allowed. In fact, not sex is. I mean, sex is allowed, but within the marriage system, not outside. Then he said he doesn't want to get married. And then I asked, then how about, do you want sex? Yes, he says he always wants to have like that, but he doesn't want to get married. I said that is the greatest sinful activity.
The animals do not get do not marry, but they have sex life. Mm-hmm. So that means you are animal. Mm-hmm. You are not human being. The answer should be right. Because marriage, this ceremony is not performed amongst the animals. But they have got sex. So you aren't like animals. So you are animals. You don't claim to be human. This is the answer. By your so-called scientific improvement, you have become an animal. Is it not? Yeah. The animal, they have sex life anywhere, but they are not married. Therefore, you are an animal. Is it not?
Yes.
So by your scientific improvement, you are creating animals among humans.
You pointed out once in one of the purports that in every civilization there's always been some kind of marriage for human beings.
Yes.
In every civilization. It's only now that they're breaking that.
Otherwise, why did that marriage war came into business?
Even the Aborigines.
Without marriage means animal. That is animal. That is not human.
Even the most primitive native tribes. Even the most primitive native tribes have marriage.
Why you discriminate mother and sister? Why not marry? That's why with mother and sister and daughter. Of course, you are not married, you have no daughter. So you can have your sex life with your mother and sister. Why you discriminate mother and sister?
Human beings have discrimination. Everything is increasing.
Yes.
When they produce more
number of diseases, pollution,
insanity,
suicide, divorce,
crime. Yeah.
Crime rate has gone way up.
Oh yes.
The man was talking. They have found some association.
Yeah. Reformatory.
Yes. Why reformatory?
They have a, in this reformatory, they have a 50% return rate. That means that 50% of the people who graduate from the reformatory come back.
Huh?
50% of the people who serve their term in the reformatory and they are released, 50% of those people come back. You go back and commit another crime and they're forced to return.
How material method has been described by Parikshit Maharaj and Krishna bathing of the elephants.
Bathing of the elephants?
Yes. They'll take bath and again come back and just back.
Yes, I've seen.
Yeah. You have seen that?
Yes.
These are nature's education. Such a big animal, but he has not done. I've taken bath. Why am I again? Very dark. So these big animals, they have not said that I was sent to reformatory for reforming myself. Again, why am I taking bath? This is the advantage of the time. they have no senses. And the priest is going to hospitals or drinking heavy.
They still hope against hope that they can stop all of these things.
No. That is their belief. That is their belief. Chewing the key. They have failed in so many ways. They still have crying in the same way.
Every day they initiate a new program. Yeah. A new plan.
That means in perfect knowledge.
This time we
fast. As soon as you stay, change your program, that means your knowledge is imperfect. Why do you change? The theory is here. The philosophical thesis change. Program change. That means you are all imperfect.
They admit they're imperfect, but they say it's through research, science.
Research means your knowledge is imperfect. That means you are imperfect.
Yeah, we admit that, but we think that through research and science, eventually we'll solve all the problems.
That is a hope against
me. Alright, I also say, it's the only thing we have to do. What else can we do?
No. That is another thing. We have got standard knowledge. We haven't got to do. We take some knowledge and engage ourselves fully into the knowledge. It will not change. We are taking this first principle, follow this first principle, we can't manage any advance. You advance. Actually, you see, all our students are advancing simply by accepting this first principle. Compared with anyone, our students, they advance in every respect.